This is Vatican Radio. St. Peter's Cricket Club, popularly known as the Vatican 11, is preparing for a second British tour with both ecumenical and interfaith objectives high on the agenda. The team, comprised of Catholic priests and seminarians from India, Pakistan, Sri Lanka, and the UK, was founded in 2013 and challenged a Church of England cricket team in Canterbury the following year. Since then, the sporting friendships and spiritual experiences have grown, with the Anglican side coming to Rome for a return match in 2015. From September 11th to 20th, the Vatican team sets off on a second Light of Faith tour, playing against Anglicans, a Muslim team from Yorkshire, and an interfaith match against cricketers from Hindu, Muslim, Sikh, and Buddhist communities in the southeast of England. The Vatican 11, which enjoys the patronage of the Pontifical Council for Culture, will play in venues which have been offered free of charge, including the famous Edgbaston Ground in Birmingham and the revered Headingley site, which has been used for international test cricket since 1899. The goals of St. Peter's team members include sharing their faith with others, building bridges across religious and cultural divides, and furthering what Pope Francis calls the culture of encounter. To find out more, Philippa Hitchin spoke with team manager Father Eamon O'Higgins, spiritual director of the Maria Mater Ecclesiae Seminary, where many of the players are in training for the priesthood.
Father Eamon, you're the team manager for St. Peter's Cricket Club. Tell us about the significance. This isn't the first time that the team has been on tour in the UK, but there are significant differences, aren't there, with this tour?
Yes, in fact, it's the second tour. We've always called these tours the Light of Faith tour because deep down that's what we tried to transmit. The first tour 2 years ago was principally to play the Archbishop of Canterbury's 11 at Canterbury, which was an amazing moment. This year, it's taken on a much more interfaith dimension. We'll be playing teams comprised of Tamils, Sikhs, Hindus, Muslims, and in particular the Muslim team that came here. Therefore, it's taken on a much broader religious dimension, and let's not forget that these religions perhaps have their bases in countries in Asia and so on, the Middle East, and this news will be news there.
It's not just about developing friendships, sporting competitiveness on the field, is it? You also go and visit, for example, a mosque and I believe some of the schools run by the Muslim community.
That's right. Cricket is the primary context, but as in all these occasions, as with the Archbishop of Canterbury's 11, we go to pray with people and to commune with them in different ways. As you say, and in a particular interest, I received the invitation to speak at the mosque to the Muslim community the Friday that will be there in Yorkshire at Batley with their community. And that's a great honour. But as you say, this is also part of the tour. It's a pilgrimage, and that means not only praying ourselves, but understanding and praying with other faiths as well.
You're going over there, as you say, to bring a view, if you like, or an understanding of the Catholic Church to places where perhaps it isn't so well known. But I'm also wondering what effect this exposure, if you like, to so many different traditions has on the lads at Mater Ecclesiae, at the seminary, perhaps who wouldn't have been exposed or wouldn't have known much about Anglicans or Muslims
otherwise. Well, you're exactly right, Philippa, and all of us, and not just the lads at Mater Ecclesiae, all of us, the lads, it has an extremely broadening effect. We all perhaps have our own stereotypes of perhaps at times certain media will portray certain religions in a particular way. The fact of meeting members of other faiths, understanding their contexts, listening to their prayer, being with their families, it's hard to put it into words, but there is something profound of the humanity of people that you understand. And then I think your perceptions of people's religions, you begin to understand the subjectivity of Muslims, even on the ecumenical level, understanding the Anglican tradition. That's something so important for us. You cannot understand another culture or another religion without getting into it from the inside, from somebody else's point of view. And this is the privilege that we've been able to experience another faith as experienced by somebody else. And I would say that, without falling into syncretism or saying that, you know, any religion is the same, it's not. But you can appreciate authentic religious experience, even if the metaphysical explanations may be different or at times even contradictory. And it is that level of authentic religious experience that we have found with the Anglicans. And as somebody said, when they came in October, a number of them came up to me and you know, said, "Father, this is much more than cricket." And that's what we wanted. And the same, I think, in a different way, but with the Muslims, there was an empathy there. And it wasn't just human, it was something religious, something to do with the perception of the Almighty, of the One Lord, which, you know, they share with us as well. That creates that bond. And for us who call ourselves Catholic, it helps us to become, you know, truly a little more Catholic. The great example of Catholicity I got from Dr. Robert Willis, the Dean of Canterbury, when I asked him if it would be possible to celebrate Catholic Mass in the cathedral. And he said, "Father, I want you to consider this cathedral yours as much as mine." That is a truly Catholic attitude.
Before you left on the 2014 tour, you had a special blessing from Pope Francis, didn't you? You were able to introduce the team to him, and he wished you well. Are you hoping that there might be a similar audience before you leave in September?
Yes, we have our plan. It's not always easy, as you know, the Pope has many things to do. We certainly hope so. I know that he would favour this. It's a way, he said a phrase 2 years ago, something about getting into other cultural contexts, and this is what we're trying to do. And hopefully, in some very humble way, the millions of people in cricket cultures which are not Christian will perhaps have seen the picture of the Holy Father with a cricket bat in his hands. And perhaps through these men of God, not only the Pope, Archbishop Welby, in particular, for whom I have a particular regard, through these men and through the women of the church, that other cultures can experience something of God. And I think that happens. I think it is happening. And hopefully this Light of Faith tour will continue to make it happen.